A German woman announces she will marry an airplane. The Taliban orders shopkeepers to behead all mannequins. And North Korea claims they invented the burrito. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian that records inside a closet. Yes. Are you there? Okay, let's do it. A German woman announces that she's going to marry an airplane. She's been dating this airplane for many years, it says. So she's not going to marry this airplane out of haste. She's not jumping into it prematurely, is what I'm trying to say. She's gone around the block with this airplane. I assume around the world with the airplane. This is out of Berlin in perhaps the most bizarre announcement ever. No, not ever. If you've listened to Weird AF News, you know there's been some more bizarre announcements than this. But this is up there. A lady from Berlin said she is all set to marry a jumbo plane. She's a jumbo plane. Because once you go jumbo plane, you can't go back to little Cessna. She claims she's been dating this plane for 6 years. I don't know how you date a plane. You have to be very wealthy. Probably own an airport, I'd imagine. And the cost of fuel is just skyrocketing. How do you go out on a date with this plane? Do you take the plane out in another plane when you travel? Okay, that's dumb. All right. This woman's name is Michelle Kolbke. She revealed that she has plans to tie the knot with a Boeing 737 at an intimate ceremony in the Netherlands later this year. The 30-year-old is a saleswoman, and she says that she met the plane. You met the plane. You mean you took the plane on a trip or something? You met the plane. Okay, she met the plane at the Berlin Tegel Airport back in March 2014. She claims it was love at first sight. She fell in love when she met the plane, when she boarded the plane. Or maybe she was just waiting for her plane. You know, she's in the airport. She's just sitting there looking out the window at the planes that are coming and going, pulling up to the gates, and she just saw this one jumbo and was like, oh, that's my boy right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's my non-binary plane right there. Oh, I don't know. What do planes have genders? I'd imagine they're females. I don't know. Ships are females, correct? I've always referred to my car as a female car. Always. I don't know what the gender of a plane is. Maybe you guys know. She nicknamed her 737 Shots. Shots, which translates to darling. Oh, is that what we were saying in that song? Shots, 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 shots. We've just been saying darling this whole time. Oh, it's more of a love song than a get drunk song. Wow. I'm learning so much in this article. Michelle says she remembers after seeing the jumbo plane for the first time, she was awed by its wings and thrusters. Oh, so sexual, the thrusters. You want some good-sized thrusters with your lover. Finally, it says here, September 2019, she was finally able to get her hands on her, quote, man, and get the opportunity to plant a kiss on the side of the 40-ton aircraft. It quickly followed with an arrest because she was on the tarmac when she wasn't allowed to be. I'm just kidding. I don't know if that happened. Apparently, she got to kiss the side of it. Is there a video of this? Did you just run out there and kiss the damn thing? Or did you book a flight on it and then kiss the side of the door as you entered? Did you just run down the gate and kiss the damn thing and then run back out? I have so many questions. Talking about her love for the plane, she told the media, "The time in the hangar was the most beautiful moment of my life. And when I was with him, we enjoyed our time together. We kissed. I caressed him. I plan to move into the hangar one day." Move in. And my biggest dream. What's your biggest dream, lady? What's your biggest dream? To engage with a therapist that can really figure out what's going on with you? Is that your biggest dream? It should be. It's the biggest dream for your family, I'll tell you right now, is for someone to get a hold of your, whatever you have going on. My biggest dream is to be with Shots and to live with him. I also want to marry him in the hangar. Spend the whole night with him. You haven't even spent a night with him? And you're going to marry him? I don't recommend that, guys. I don't recommend you spend your whole life with someone or agree to if you haven't spent one night with them. I mean, that's just rudimentary relationship 101 kind of shit. You might want to learn how to fly them as well, lady. I mean, that would be something you should probably try and do. Maybe like buy the plane. You'd have to probably buy the plane eventually if you want to spend all the time with it, because this plane's going to be going on commercial runs, I assume, all sorts of places. You might get jealous. Somebody else might fall in love with your plane at another port. It says here, her bizarre relationship with the plane is an example of objectophilia, which I've covered many times on this show because people have married some strange things. One lady married a bridge back in 2019. I covered that. Objectophilia is a sickness. It's a mental disorder, clearly. It's about having a sexual or romantic attraction to an inanimate object. It's part of the whole fetish thing as well, I believe, it seems. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around all of these strange disorders. It doesn't make any sense to me that you would be falling in love with a bridge or a zombie doll or the ghost of a dead pirate. I mean, all the things that people have fallen in love with on Weird AF News. I mean, we could go back to this very strange Weird AF News dating show. And at the end of this episode, somebody will marry a spoon. It says here, Michelle previously said she doesn't see her relationship with the Boeing as any different to relationships with humans. Yeah, I mean, that sentence right there just tells you what you're dealing with. Although I'm not going to lie, I've had a lot of relationships with humans. Didn't go well. Maybe I should, marry a kayak. The Taliban orders shopkeepers to behead all mannequins. Clothing retailers in Afghanistan's western Herat province have started chopping off the heads of the mannequins in accordance with a directive from the Taliban. A video was shared yesterday on Twitter by a man named Nakit. He is seen sawing off the head of a mannequin as everyone chants Allah Akbar, which means God is great in Arabic. A pile of dummy mannequin heads can be seen on the floor of the shop, as someone is heard laughing in the background. According to the media, the shopkeepers in Herat were told to behead their mannequins after the Taliban had ruled that the inanimate models were, quote, idols, which are forbidden by Islam. The worshiping of idols is considered an unforgivable sin under the religion, apparently. Well, I don't know what these people are doing with their mannequins. I'm not familiar with the treatment of mannequins over there. In my country, we don't worship the mannequins. We just kind of put clothes on them and basically they're used commercially to sell items, usually clothing, hats, ties, whatever the hell. I mean, there's some freaks out there that have objectophilia, as you know, and they want to make love to mannequins. I'm sure that's going on out there. Nobody I know, but you can't put it past people these days. People are marrying bridges and planes, so I'm sure people have married mannequins. But apparently the Taliban don't want you to treat these models, they call them models, as idols. Are they too curvy over there? I'm looking at the pictures of these mannequins in Herat. They don't look any different than here, except for these ones don't have a head. They're not like super attractive. Although, I don't know, this is a region of the world where they're very uncomfortable with their sexuality and with the whole female bodies. They just have hangups about it. So maybe there's something else going on here that I don't quite understand. Maybe they do worship the mannequins in an unhealthy way. Could be. I don't know. It says initially the Ministry for the Propagation of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice in Herat had ordered the shops to remove the mannequins completely. But a compromise was reached. Okay, you can keep your mannequins, just cut the heads off. Everyone must be kissing them or something. Is that what's going on? Just coming into the stores and just dry humping those mannequins. All right, you can keep the mannequins, just take the heads off. That way people don't think they're real people. Are people being confused? They think it's a real person. So if you cut the head off now, they won't be tricked. Exasperated retailers spoke to Afghan media. They say the mannequins are expensive, man. They cost between $100 and $200 U.S. each. One of the shopkeepers named Ali, which is a very common name over there, said, actually, these mannequins are my only belongings now. And now with this new order, I have to cut their heads off. It's actually a great loss for me. That was poor guy Ali. His only belongings are the mannequins. That seems strange. What about you're a shopkeeper, don't you? You have some goods, I assume, right? Some clothing and something you're selling. You just have a shop full of mannequins. Maybe the is this a mannequin shop? He has this. I'm so confused. The Ministry of the Promotion of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice. Oh my goodness. I'm so grateful we don't have this in the States. This ministry is responsible for administering the Taliban's interpretation of Islam. Was reinstated in September after the fall of Kabul. Yeah. Now that the Taliban is calling the shots over there, you have some strange behaviors, like they don't let women on television, this sort of thing. I think that's what I read. I could be wrong. Don't hold me to that. Definitely not okay with mannequins having heads for some reason. What about your sex dolls over there? Are those still, can they keep the heads? I'm wondering, can you still keep the head on your sex doll over in Afghanistan? Okay. I'm just trying to imagine.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
North Korea claims they invented the burrito. It's a very wild claim. North Korea has insanely claimed that Kim Jong-un's father invented burritos in 2011. So burritos have only been around since 2011, guys. Did you know they came from North Korea? No clue. I had no idea. Did you guys invent guac as well? Oh, I want to go to North Korea now. It says, despite food shortages in North Korea, burritos sales are booming after they made this announcement. Gee, I wonder what's behind this propaganda. Gee, trying to sell some burritos. I love it. They live in a world that they could just say that they did this. Hilarious. And then they cut them off from the internet. And so no one really knows. Poor North Koreans are like, oh my goodness, these burritos. Well, at least they get burritos over there. That's pretty cool. So here's the, it seems to me that if we're going to use this as a case, oftentimes I'd imagine North Korea won't adopt foreign or, you know, other cultures or cultural items or behaviors or foods. But if they're going to, they're going to claim that they invented it. So they imported burritos. They're like, yeah, we invented burritos. They imported the crepe. They're like, yeah, we invented crepes. Yep, we invented cigars back in 2011 as well. We invented cigars. This is hilarious. I feel bad. I feel so bad for these people. The regime's propaganda mouthpiece said that the late Kim Jong-il dreamed up this Tex-Mex dish called the burrito back in 2001, shortly before his death from a massive heart attack. In fact, on his deathbed, he was like, I have a vision, one last vision before I go. Just get a, you could get a flour or a corn tortilla, just wrap it up in a sort of like a very small pouch, include some rice beans and a meat of your choice in there. Peppers, onions, possibly corn. If you want to get crazy, guac and sour cream would be very good too. Oh, we must first invent guac, though. Oh, this is my vision for my country. You invented the burrito. What a bunch of dumbasses, man. The wild claim follows an equally insane propaganda story that alleged Kim Jong-il invented a dish called double bread with meat, which was sort of like a hamburger. You invented the hamburger. I'm just covering today two just outlandish cultures. They're just so ridiculous. It makes you glad that you're not in any of these places. Am I right, guys? It says here, the media claims that Kim Jong-il's fat tyrant son, Kim Jong-un, is following in the footsteps of his father by taking a meticulous interest in this dish called the burrito. Yeah, I'm sure he is. He looks like he would enjoy a burrito, or many. And maybe next month he'll invent the quesadilla. You guys might get a quesadilla. North Koreans can be seen in this media footage devouring burritos at a street stand outside a food factory in the capital, Pyongyang. The video also shows a mural of Kim Jong-il grinning in a kitchen where burritos were being prepared. I love how they just decided to make a... We're gonna commemorate this event by painting a mural of Kim Jong-il rolling the first burrito back in 2011. Coincidentally, same year that he invented the football. Here's a mural of him kicking it through a goalpost. It's just so stupid. I mean, where's it going to end, guys? They're going to make the wild claim that, oh, also my father invented the hand job. Yes, we'll be unveiling a mural celebrating the invention of the handy in 2007 when he happened to be bored in a movie theater. Stupid. I've got news. And it's the weirdest news. I got also an email from Erica Fisher. Erica, what up? She's from Santa Barbara. This is a hilarious email. Got to read it. Hi, Jonesy. I have developed a delightful habit of listening to you as I take my bubble baths. You're like a rubber ducky. Only I don't need to make quacky noises, as you do a superior job in this regard. I knew I liked you, Jonesy, but then you talked about how there are some people who feel the need to disallow their physicians to weigh them. I started to chime in as I soaped my scrawny ass. Then you mentioned depression and losing weight. Nobody talks about this shit, Jonesy. Could it be a kindred spirit? Another podcast, another bath, and you mentioned anal leakage may be preferable to listening to Dave Matthews. My delight was expressed by gleefully slapping bubbles about and howling with mirth. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being weird as F-word. Your squeaky clean friend, Erica, Santa Barbara. With love. Oh, this is just a hilarious email. You are definitely a kindred spirit. We are kindred spirits, Erica. I'm glad you like my distasteful jokes and that you slapped bubbles gleefully while howling with mirth. With mirth, M-I-R-T-H. What a great word. It's like one of those UK words. UK, what are they doing over there? Instead of flashlight, they use the word torch. Are you okay? What is it, 900 AD? Are you stupid? Get with it, man. And you're like people that try and give you their rap CD in Venice Beach. Like, it's 2022, bro. You trying to sell me a CD? Like, are you going to also sell me a time machine so I can play this damn thing? Are you okay? Stupid. Anyways, I'm sorry about the rant there. But thank you, Erica. I appreciate you so much. I occasionally do shows in Santa Barbara, Erica, so you should come to a show. Yeah, do shows basically Southern California for the most part is what we're doing these days. Not traveling too far to do shows. Having a hard time making money elsewhere is the issue after you pay for the plane ticket and all that crapola. So, but I am open to traveling places. It's just, you know, the price has got to be right for Jonesy to leave because it's a big to-do. Anyways, and I don't know if you've flown lately, but it's a bit of a pain in the ass. I'm just not really. It's just kind of annoying, everything that you have to go through, all the rigmarole and protocol with the masks and all that shit. Anyways, that's just my thing. my thing. If you guys would like to email me something lovely like Erica did, it's funnyjones@gmail.com. Pretty easy. If you want to call the show, 646-450-2012. You can follow me on Instagram @funnyjones as well. And if you'd like to support the show by joining the Patreon, it's pretty easy. Go to patreon.com/weirdafnews. Get your name on the closet wall, huh? Don't you want your name on the closet wall as someone who's contributed to the production of this highfalutin, high production, high value podcast recorded by a man in a closet? A highly caffeinated man, thanks to y'all. Okay, see you tomorrow.